Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How is it? Good. Hey, look, there's my number one friend right there. It just takes Nick Hodge. Little guy, you're in the middle of Nick Hodge. Host of the Morning X, Nicholas Hodge. What's up, buddy? How's it going?
A little lack of flair on that one, but hey, we'll take
it. I'm so tired, man. You don't understand. You don't understand, all right?
I don't understand.
You don't understand, all right? You get done here slaving over a hot microphone. You do two measly radio shows. Mm-hmm. And you go home, goof off, play video game. I know how you work, okay? I know what's going on. Yesterday, I leave for what I think is just going to be a medium busy afternoon after two killer radio programs. And then let me see here. Surprise! It's your meeting with the body shop. You got to take the relatable brand automobile to the body shop, not so they can fix it, just so they can look at it and go. Yeah. We can put that back together. Don't worry. So I do that. I got to go pick up an ungrateful bumbolito from school. And then my mom's appliances are being delivered to Manor. I have to meet
your mom's.
Yeah. I have to meet the delivery guy out in Manor to get the appliances off the truck and into the. Yeah, I got like an hour before I can go there, so I could lay down and like take like a 20-minute nap, or that's not going to do anything. Run 2 miles, got to keep it tight, so I go run 2 miles. I go to pick up the appliances, and may I come home, feed the family, and then Tuesday night it's my online poker league night. It took me till 11 o'clock to win. Okay,
aww.
Yeah, it's just a good old 18-hour day for your guy.
Do better. Win faster.
I agree. I came in second as well.
Did you tell them that you had to wake up early and like maybe they could just lose?
They're just gonna lose anyway.
Well, I know, but like hey guys, this is inevitable. Hey guy,
yeah, I'm tired.
Just give me your money now. Let's call it a day.
Can you help your guy out,
exactly.
please?
That's rude of them.
I didn't even mention how CJ Morgan stole my AirPods in the middle of the day
yesterday. Don't worry, he
will. Also, I don't know what he's been doing to my microphone, but my rubbers is all busted.
You'll be burning rubbers in no time.
So now my microphone's all crooked ass. Things are.
Thank you for heroically prevailing to.
Yeah.
I feel like more or less on time.
Are allergies contagious? I feel like I caught your the allergy twitch over here.
The allergens are out there.
I think you gave it to me.
Okay.
I was fine until I was hanging out with you, and then you gave it to me.
I did sneeze like 8 times in your face the other day. So
thank you a lot for that.
The Morning X.
Time for today's Morning X Burning X question. What has got you burning when you pee today, Hajda?
Do we need a Seinfeld reunion / reboot / revival? Yeah, apparently Jerry Seinfeld says he's up to something related to the Seinfeld finale.
Oh.
Quote, something is going to happen. It hasn't happened yet.
All right.
And he added, and just what you were thinking about, Larry and I are also thinking about, so you'll see. Now, your options are, that's Spongeworthy, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, my God.
Or Serenity Now.
Good for you, buddy.
For whether you are super excited, okay.
Hang on, Serenity Now is not excited?
You say that when something is frustrating you.
So you're angered by the...
Yes, you're pushing down the anger.
Okay, sure.
In an unhealthy way.
I'm going to go Spongeworthy 100%. Let's go.
I know you are.
Are you against it?
Here's the deal. Seinfeld, greatest TV show of its time. at the time. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Revolutionized the sitcom, comedy.
I'm excited
to
see
a comedy show, whatever you want
to
find.
You're going
to
take them down a notch now. But
there's been I've watched too many episodes on TBS. This is TBS's fault.
You oversaturated me.
I'm going to Seinfeld it out.
Uh-huh.
We got the weird reunion slash whatever with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It was not weird. It was tremendous. It was great.
Well, but it was like, we're bringing it back, but we're not bringing it back. We're
doing
a fake revival.
A perfectly clever way to bring it back without bringing it back.
Exactly. Yeah. They put a bow on it. Yeah. I don't need anything more.
Well,
I don't anything.
That's why. Look, I am usually against. I think it is. Are they really rebooting The Office? That is an abomination. As a matter of fact, you made two seasons too many as it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm constantly frustrated by.
Or they just go back and remake those two seasons.
No,
and they say, hey, we're just going to go back and try again without Michael Scott.
No, that's the problem. You should have stopped trying once Michael Scott left. All right, that's it. It's over. I'm constantly frustrated by Hollywood just cranking out, redoing the same old thing, okay? There's no original ideas. Let's just take this IP that we already have and spin it in a different direction. Yeah, I don't care for that. But in Larry, I trust, okay? Larry David is the greatest comedy writer of all time, right? It's not even close. Who is going to beat him? Judd Apatow? All right? Certainly television comedy writer. It's Larry David, and then a huge gap.
Danny McBride is doing some good stuff.
Danny McBride is your answer?
Yeah.
Danny McBride is in the same I like Danny McBride, okay? He's in the same stratosphere as Larry David.
He's getting close up there. Here's the problem with Larry David.
What did he write that is getting him close?
Watch Righteous Gemstones already, okay? You look like a fool, okay? You're the one that looks like a fool right now because you refuse to watch Righteous Gemstones.
Larry David had the greatest show of its time.
I didn't declare that. You asked me for an alternative, and I threw one out there.
You're going to come at me with the seventh best HBO show right now?
That you haven't seen.
And I have not.
You're gonna
seen
love it.
It.
You are gonna love
I'm
it.
Excited
I'm
excited to watch
not,
it.
I'm
excited to watch it. Okay.
This is like when I was
you
telling you to
right.
watch BoJack Horseman
yeah,
and you were like,
right,
I don't
about
know.
That one.
I don't know.
You're right about that
know.
One,
okay.
But there's no way that it's
I was right about Archer
anyway,
even though you haven't watched Archer.
In Larry David I trust, okay? And so if he says, hey, I got more in the can, then I say, yeah, let's go. Let's do some more. Curb Your Enthusiasm has not fallen off a hair, okay?
Oh.
Not even a hair. Ooh. I might even argue he's taking his game to the next level.
Because he brought in J.B. Smoove. It's the J.B. Smoove show.
Okay, fine.
It's hard for me to say that he's the greatest writer when everything is just, here's a weird thing that happened to Larry David. Make an episode out of that.
I mean, it's similar to how I'm the greatest radio host ever. It's like, well, what, am I a genius or I'm just telling you all these things that happened from my life? It's that easy, right? No. The answer is I'm a genius. Larry's a genius. And you can vote at 101X Morning X. How'd I make it about me? Morning X. Time for Hajda headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now with all the news that's fit to air, my guy Nicholas Hajda, go! Go!
President Biden confirmed that 14 Americans have been killed in Israel and that more U.S. citizens are among the Hamas hostages. This is as Israel is mounting on the border with the Gaza Strip, preparing a ground invasion. If you thought the cooler temperatures were going to lower your utility bill, think again. Mm. When the city council approved its annual budget on October 1st, it included an increase in taxes and rate fee changes. According to Austin Energy, the typical customer will see an increase of around $2.35 a month, or about $28 for the year, starting November 1st. The additional money will help pay for the community benefit programs like customer assistance for low-income residents and energy efficiency programs. How about you make it so efficient? I don't have to go rate it up. And finally,
you have to go what?
Make it. No, never mind. The remaining debris from the Titan submersible that suffered a catastrophic implosion en route to the wreckage of the Titanic in June has been recovered, including presumed human remains. If you remember, all five passengers on board the Titan were killed shortly after the vessel lost contact with its mothership about 1 hour and 45 minutes into its dive toward the Titanic. I know, Jason, you missed out on that.
A glorious
time when America was captivated, wondering if a bunch of rich people were still alive.
I'm all about
ocean.
Titanic news, but somehow I missed that whole thing.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything for me.
Is it okay to say that I don't care about any of those people right now?
I wouldn't say that necessarily, but I mean, it's your newscast. Go for it.
Just as a bunch of rich people, like, hey, I'm going to go to the bottom of the ocean.
Uh-huh.
in this guy's homemade submersible, okay. And things went badly for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not rooting for the failure, right. But I'm also like, oh, okay.
Fair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're saying don't do that?
Don't.
I will not do that.
All right.
I will not do that.
Morning X Sports.
I did always feel bad about the kid.
There's a kid in there?
There was one of the billionaires brought his, like, 18-year-old son.
Yeah,
and then I found out that he was down there to try to set a world record for the deepest Rubik's Cube solved.
And now you're glad
he's
dead.
And I was like, all right, I'm not glad. Uh-huh. I'm not glad. I'm just not sad.
And a world record for the deepest Rubik's Cube solved?
Yes. And I was like, that's what you're going to do with this? Again, not glad. It's not sad.
All right, if you say so, buddy. Your Texas Rangers are popping bottles once again, 7-1. They beat the Baltimore Orioles, completing a 3-game sweep and advancing to the American League Championship Series for the first time since 2011. Haji, you're just one game away from realizing your baseball dreams because the Houston Astros, 9-1, they beat the Twins yesterday. They are one game away from advancing and playing the Rangers. What did you call it? I-35 series? For people who don't understand how maps work.
Yeah, and then I looked at a map, and I was like, I in fairness, I asked you what would it be called.
Okay.
What would be the road?
Right.
Is it 45?
I don't drive that route either, but I guess you there's probably the highway that connects the two of them. One more win for Houston, and you could see it. Hey, surprise! Basketball season is here. Your Dallas Mavericks beaten 127-123 by Real Madrid. A lot of talk about whether or not the Mavericks are giving Luka enough tools to compete in the West. I'm going to say no, considering you were just defeated by a soccer team. All right, I don't know what are we doing here.
Did they kick the ball into the hoop?
127 goals is a lot. That is a lot of goals.
That poor announcer.
And finally, this American hero Mary Lou Retton became the first female gymnast from the United States to win the all-around gold in 1984. She ain't doing so great. In the ICU, she is fighting for her life against a rare form of pneumonia.
Does that mean COVID?
They have multiple pneumonias?
Oh, yeah. Pneumonia is just having liquid in your lungs.
Yeah.
It can be caused from numerous things.
Right. And she's got a rare form.
Yeah.
I want that. She is not able to breathe on her own. Situation is bad, and even worse so because she is uninsured and needs money for her care. Her daughter has set up a spot fund account. Has already surpassed the $50,000 goal that they set, but it seems like they could need more. Mary Lou Retton, just 55 years old. What's up with that? She's an American hero. She needs money?
They should, yeah.
Seems like.
I feel like if you win a gold medal, and I forget exactly what she did, whether she was the one that finally beat the Russians or the Romanians.
I just told you. She was the first one to win the all around at the
Olympics.
But
who did she beat?
I mean, the entire world.
No, but there's always, because like there's the Miracle on Ice where we beat the Russians in hockey. There's got to be a bad guy. There's got to be an Ivan Drago. Was she the one that had like a busted up ankle and she couldn't?
That's Carrie Strug, it was a full 12 years later, I believe.
So she just won?
I mean, I'm sure, I got to say, I'm not totally buttoned up on my 1980s gymnastic the narrative.
She wasn't the one that,
but it's the 80s.
Coach had to carry her off the thing because she couldn't walk.
You're thinking of Carrie Strug again. But
she had the twisties?
I think that's Simone Biles. But it was the 80s, so yeah, there was probably some sort of conflict with the Russians.
Did this end the Cold War or something?
I don't know.
Did it tear down the Berlin Wall?
I don't know any of these things.
Did she vault over it?
I know Mary Lou Retton, American hero, should have enough Wheaties box money left over that she doesn't have to beg for money online to pay for her pneumonia care.
Maybe. But the point is that even though I don't know exactly why, she is an American hero and we should just pay the bill.
The government should just
go to the hospital. Here's the American Express Black Card.
The same segment you are upset that they're raising your electricity bill $2 a month, but you want to just...
Well, that's not
the people should pay for the care of this
gymnast. When Austin Energy wins the best all-around gymnastics performance, I will support them gouging us for money.
Where does the line from where you think we should just pay all of their medical bills? Like, if LeBron James was sick, would you...
I remember seeing you on TV in the red, white, and blue,
you clearly don't remember seeing her.
I do. I just don't know why.
Okay.
Exactly. She was on a Wheaties box.
Yeah. I mean, okay, LeBron James. He's been on Wheaties Bucks.
He's got a lot of money.
He's won a lot of
gold. He's got that Nike.
That's what I want to know. What happened to your money, Mary Lou Retton? I mean, you don't get paid to be in the Olympics, but surely there's the endorsement town that's still just lining up waiting to talk to you, no?
Sexism of the 80s strikes again. Male toxicity.
I hope you're okay, Mary Lou. Mary Lou? Do I call her Mary?
Mary Lou.
Ms. Retton? Ms. Lou Retton?
I call her American hero, Jason.
Get
That's
healthy.
What I call her.
The Morning X.
Sewell, Moody Center, January the 31st. Tickets on sale this Friday. We have Win Them Before You Can Buy Them. Tickets inside 20 minutes away from your chance to win.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
You guys know I don't really like going down this particular road. As a matter of fact, I will have to issue a warning here to make sure that we keep this broadcast legal. There is going to be a slight amount of bathroom talk here, but we're going to do it in a very mature fashion, okay?
Literally 30 seconds ago before we turned the microphone on, Jason was like, let's talk about poop!
Don't and tell put the people on. About the things. Doesn't flush guy.
Oh.
Don't be that guy. Do I really have to... This. Do I really have to explain? Do I really have to issue this complaint?
No, but is it
in a
is
professional
it
place of business where grown humans, grown civilized, grown radio employee humans come to work every day? I really have to say, come on, man, come on. What are we doing here? The other day. It's a very unfortunate situation. I've clearly timed something incorrectly. If I am having to venture into the stall at work, I will almost always, you know, make decisions in my life to make sure that that happens in the privacy of my own home. But, you know, sometimes stuff happens. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I walk in.
Are you a no poop in public guy?
I'm not against it, but perhaps I just can, you know,
I'm operating
above the rim in that, yeah, I think
it is a home field advantage,
yeah, it's not like I won't do it.
Okay.
I'm not somebody who's going to be uncomfortable all day so that I can try and make a home for it. But yeah, I feel like you can make very easy, simple adjustments in your life to keep that sort of thing on the home front and not, you know. Don't bring that S to work is what I'm saying, all right? Don't knock that off, man. But yeah, that was an unfortunate situation where I walked into the men's room in the stall here at the incredible Waterloo Media. And it's just a guy right there.
Seat's taken.
It's just the seat is no longer occupied.
Well, I'm not using it.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like... Look, I don't know if it is the caliber of plumbing that we have here at the radio station or the caliber of people using the plumbing.
Yeah.
But occasionally you'll see some remnants. Okay, somebody will have gone.
I think it has
not, you know, clearly removed all of their, and that I would say, all right, I understand. We're all hustling. You got done. You hit flush one time. You didn't stay to make sure the job was done. I understand. This was not that, okay?
Yeah.
This was somebody who just went and left it there for the world to see. And this is my theory, Hajda. They're getting off on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that they are not enjoying the idea that somebody is going to walk in here and just find
you
it.
You think
right?
They think that their S doesn't stink?
Not that so
I
much
mean,
in
look,
that
there,
they,
there's somebody
they
in this,
want to force their S on you, okay?
There is somebody right now that I can think of.
All right.
That I'm like, that would be my prime suspect of a terrorist pooper.
Who would do this sort of thing?
Don't say terrorist today.
Exactly.
But a purposeful non-flusher.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a prime suspect on my
Todd
list.
Todd Jeffries has done so many things.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
You know what, Todd? I feel bad about that now saying your name. But if both of us, if Nick and I, we did not collaborate on this. And if we both suspected that it was you.
Coming out of the bathroom with a big old smile on his face.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like when you watch like too much porn on the internet.
Yeah.
You get to sensitize and you got to go for like filthier and filthier stuff.
Okay.
It's like the evolution of crop dusting guy. Like he's been crop dusting the hallway for years, but like now it doesn't give him the same thrill.
Uh-huh.
So he's got to elevate his game.
So you hear what I'm saying? Is that somebody is doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
is getting off on the idea of hey, look how gross I am.
It's also possible that I want to slightly blame the auto flush technology. I feel like we need to tweak it a little bit because sometimes it's like, oh, here, let's just give you a little regular flush. And say, no.
I'm going to let it take care of it. You know what? I finally figured it out. I'm a week and some deep into the rental car game now. And the Altima.
I'm excited to see how you bring this back to.
You can put the headlights on auto. Okay. And it's weird because I don't know how long it takes. But like I figured out, I was like, I get out of the car, I shut it, I go bloop, bloop. And the lights are still on. And I'm like, don't leave the lights on, man. The battery's going to be dead. But I come back hours later, the lights have turned off. Okay. So I don't know how long it takes for the auto thing to kick in.
Yeah.
But it's happening. Is this pooper thinking the same thing? Is like, we got the automatic flush. I don't need to worry about it. Even though I've walked away and I haven't heard it go, it's like those Nissan Altima lights. Eventually, it's going to do it, right? I was just thinking
that sometimes, you know, it's a two-flush job and the auto flush doesn't factor that in. But...
Well, again...
Yes.
That would be fine if this had not been disturbed.
The cavalier attitude of like, I can just let the flush handle it.
Yeah.
I get you on that one. Here's the solution. And you're always telling me, you're mad at me that I didn't tell you to invest in GameStop. So I'm always like, I'm supposed to be your guy that tells you about $1 million ideas.
Yeah. What is it? Is this one? Don't tell me on the radio. Don't tell them.
I'm going to let it out there. Okay. But what we need is, you know, the book, Everybody Poops.
Uh-huh.
You write a sequel, Everybody Flushes. That's a legit good idea.
Not everybody.
That's a legit good idea.
So we need a public service announcement, a children's book to remind people.
Yes, yes.
You guys are
leaving it in our bathroom.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. Don't sing along with music, Chase. Tool, January 31st, Moody Center just announced yesterday. Tickets on sale on Friday. We have winning before you can buy them. Tickets go!
Jukebox.
Reason we call this game.
I'm going to put $7 worth of Hoobastank in it.
$7 worth of Hoobastank.
And I'm coming back to hang with you, bros.
The reason that I will tell you.
It's so funny, man.
No clue. Our contestant is hi, Christopher.
Hello, Jason.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to try my best to not tell you about my process here. I'm going to tell you a band, and then you just tell me, what do you think is the most played song by that band live in concert? I have intel investigators who have told me the right answer, so I'm going to tell you a band. You just tell me, what song do they play live in concert more than any other song? All right, Christopher?
Sounds good.
That's how this game works, right? Right, Nick?
Yep.
You get 3 points for the number one answer, 2 points for the number two, and 1 point for the third answer. There's three of them. Let's keep this thing on the tracks. Everybody ready to go?
Yep.
Alanis Morissette. Nick is going to write down his answer. Christopher, you think, what is the most played song in the history of Alanis Morissette concerts? Hajda is furrowing his brow. He started to scribble.
Okay.
He has written it. You're in. You have your answer.
Yeah.
All right, Christopher, what do you think? What is the most played song from Alanis Morissette?
I'm going to go with Ironic.
Ironic is a tremendous answer, Christopher.
Ah. Gotcha.
Okay.
I feel like I ought to know a couple of good ones of these, but I like Ironic as well.
Did you just do a thing?
What?
You didn't? Okay. The number three song live in concert from Alanis Morissette is Ironic.
Ah!
The twos of you are both going to get 1 point.
Is that ironic?
Number two is Hand in My Pocket.
And, Oh, man.
And the number one song from Alanis Morissette. What did you just say?
Ironic.
No. You said, I ought to know.
It's not there.
Asked me for an answer, and I gave two out of the three words of the number one answer. I should get two-thirds of the number one answer's value, three, okay. So I should get 2 points.
We've hit a slight fork in the road here, gentlemen. You know what, Christopher? Choose your own adventure. Should I operate this game ethically or unethically? What do you think?
Go, Jason. Do unethically.
Okay. Shania Twain. What is the number one played song live in concert from Shania Twain? You think of an answer. Nick is writing his down.
Can I hum it?
Scribbling. No, humming. Of course, humming does not. You cannot also casually say two-thirds of the song title and expect to get credit for it.
Okay, what is that one?
You got it, buddy. You got it.
I have an answer.
You're ready.
Well, it's not the one that I want.
Okay.
There's two options.
You're
I can't
out of
remember
time,
the one
so
that's right.
Christopher, what is the number one played song live in concert from Shania Twain?
I'm completely blanking. I'm nervous, I think.
Give me a, nervous, I think, is an interesting name for a song. Is that? Do you want to go
yeah.
with that? Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
Christopher says nervous, I think. Nick?
If you had asked me, not in a game format, I would have told you the number one answer, because
uh-huh.
it's that one.
Uh-huh.
But all I can think of is, man, I feel like a woman.
The number three song from Shania Twain, You're Still the One. You know, it's written about her producer, who's also the producer of AC/DC. Don't worry about it. Number two, That Don't Impress Me Much.
That's the one.
And the number one song from Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls.
Do you know what song this is?
I really hope it's Man, I Feel
it's
Like a Woman.
It's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. What are you doing, man?
What was the number two one?
That Don't Impress Me Much.
That she's playing. Okay.
If you're interested, she's played Man, That I Feel Like a Woman 338 times. To 327.
Which is the one where she wears the leopard print cat suit in the desert.
I think you're thinking of Any Man of Mine is that one.
No.
However,
I know that's the most video
I've
watched of her.
It's so crazy that you nick-mouthed it there, because I was just hanging with some friends explaining why we were going to see Shania Twain and not the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And I just like go, bom, 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 oh, yeah. bom, oh. And across the way, somebody goes, let's go, girls. And I was just
it's an iconic
yeah.
riff.
Okay, Christopher, we're in a bit of a
Beats.
Hole here. We're in a little trouble in that Nick got the number one answer there. Nervous, I think, is not on the top three. So Nick is up 4-1, but anything can happen on this last one, Tool. Is that I know the answer cackle? What was
no
what was
I just
that?
I was like I can read you like a book. I knew it was gonna be Alanis, Shania, and
you
Tool.
Knew. Oh really?
I
you
knew.
Knew. If I would have played the ethical version, what was it gonna be? If you get this, I'll just log out. I'll just
Caliucci.
No. That's the ethical version?
Foo Fighters?
It is Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But we're not playing that. We're playing Tool.
Mm-hmm.
The unethical wrap-up to this one.
I expected the
again,
better of you.
You think of your answer, Christopher. Nick is writing his down.
Because it's the
Did
best
you just
of you.
Do it?
Better of you. You said better of you.
No good.
I have an answer.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Christopher? Big moment for you here, buddy.
46-2.
46-2. All right. Hajda?
I'm so glad I got it right. 46-2. I knew that there's a 40-ish number and something else.
Yeah.
It was a big part of my therapy, was listening to 46
what
and 2.
What was part of your therapy?
Just the lyrics of that song.
Listening to Tool was part
health.
Of your therapy?
Yeah.
Really?
He's really into mental health.
He?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, what? Look at my guy here. God, I hate it when I think I'm going to get Nick on something.
I know two Tool things.
Yeah. 8-5-3
I should know 46,
play.
But I only know two.
The number three most played song. Christopher, this is a disaster for you because you can't win now. But we do have a prize for you. Number three is Schism. Number two is 46-2. Each get 2 points. And the number one song from Tool. Guesses do I have to give you until you tell me what this song is called? Professional radio DJ.
No idea.
Listens to Tool in therapy guy.
Man, I feel like a tool. I got one tool in my pocket.
Stink Fist.
Monkey Wrench.
Stink Fist.
That's a tool?
Stink Fist?
No, Monkey Wrench.
That's a Foo Fighters song.
Yeah. It's also a tool.
Oh, because it's a wrench. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to come up with
oh my God.
Guesses. What'd you say?
Christopher, we have a Stink Fist is the
Stink
name
Fist.
Of the prize.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we have a prize for you. Hold on 1 second. And for the rest of you, 9:30 today will be your chance, your next chance at Win Them Before You Can Buy Them tickets to see Tool. The latest from Blink. It's one more time on 101X.
The Morning X.
It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now with all the news that's fit to air and probably, hopefully something else, it's Nicholas Hajda. Go.
President Biden confirmed 14 Americans have been killed in Israel and that more U.S. citizens are among hostages believed to be held in the Gaza area. Biden condemned Saturday's attacks by Hamas, calling it an act of sheer evil. If you thought the cooler temperatures were going to lower your utility bill, think again. The city, Austin City Council approved its annual budget on October 1st, and it included an increase in taxes and rate and fee changes. According to Austin Energy, the typical customer will see an increase of around $2.35 a month or $28 a year starting November 1st. And finally, good news. Austin is the 24th best city to drive in.
We're 24.
According to our friends at Wallet Hub, I think.
Oh, Wallet Hub. Still doing it, huh?
It says, yeah, they never stopped.
Can I offer a personal apology to the people of Wallet Hub?
Yeah.
All right? I don't know if it was my unfortunate termination or the rejiggering of the news that we do on this program that happened while I was away, but I feel like we don't give nearly enough airtime to the good people at Wallet Hub and their list-making abilities. So my apologies, Wallet Hub. I will fight. I will fight to get you back.
Well, this, it says the best and worst cities to drive in, and Austin is 24th. But I think that
24th
means
best.
I think that means we're good.
Worst.
I think it means we're good. Corpus Christi is number one.
It's the number one city to drive in?
Plano, Texas, number four. Okay. Laredo, seven. Lubbock, eight. This is based on cost of ownership, traffic and infrastructure, safety, access to vehicles and maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. We're very bad. We're 41st in cost of ownership and 45th in safety, which checks out. But I guess we got good infrastructure.
Wait, were there in the roads?
We're 24th.
Aren't we banking on a decades-long project to fix the disaster that is I-35 upper deck, lower deck
San
split?
San Antonio, 16th.
16th in what? The best roads to drive in? If I'm following the logic here, it's basically the crappier city you are, the easier it is to drive in. No offense, San Antonio.
Dallas, 37. Houston, 59. New York, 93. Oakland, California, the worst city to drive in.
Yeah, it is pretty.
At 100.
Pretty terrible.
Austin is right above Mesa, Arizona. Is that the home of Brock Purdy?
That is. Well, that's where his parents sell hot tubs.
Wow.
That's some weird.
We're better than that.
Weird thing.
We are better than that.
Can I remember or no? All right. Mary Lou Retton, American hero, 1984, became the first female gymnast in the United States to win the all-around gold. She needs our help. In the ICU, fighting for her life against a rare form of pneumonia. She is not able to breathe on her own. She is also uninsured, needs money for care. Her daughter has set up a Spot Fund account. No GoFund? Spot Fund?
Yeah, that seems like
it's probably fine.
Is Pepsi okay?
Has already surpassed the $50,000 goal that they set, but it seems as if she is going to need considerably more. Just 55 years old, Mary Lou Retton. Have you figured out, Hajda, follow up from last hour, why you are so proud of American hero Mary Lou Retton? You couldn't seem to place what she had done or what.
I have completely got her confused with Carrie Strug.
Carrie Strug.
We'll check on that one for 9 a.m. news.
Okay.
Our sports. I guess just the fact that she was on a Wheaties box when I was a kid, and I just remember her commercials.
Nick said that we should all pay her medical bills
she's
done for us, which I don't necessarily disagree with, but you couldn't really remember
now, what I thought
why.
She had done for us is what Carrie Strug thought she had done for us.
Carrie Strug.
got a busted ankle and still did the
vault.
But you know what? That's how good Carrie Strug did it, we should pay for Mary Lou Retton's bills.
Just from association?
You're telling me Mary Lou was never on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210?
Was Carrie Strug?
Yeah, she played herself.
I don't know that one either. Surprise, it's basketball season. Your Dallas Mavericks defeated last night, 127-123 by Real Madrid. I figured it out. I've had research intel on this. They were playing this game in Madrid, in Spain. And it's to honor Luka Doncic. And then I was like, wait a minute. He's from, like, Slovenia or Slovakia or one of those slow places. but he played for Real Madrid before he was in the NBA, when he was in the EuroLeague. He played for Real Madrid. So it was a homecoming game for him to honor Luka. We did this all for you, Luka Doncic, who played 5 minutes in the game.
But against soccer players.
No, they're basketball. They're a basketball team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they could use their hands. Yeah. Not a penalty.
And finally this, your Texas Rangers did it 7-1 over the Baltimore Orioles, completing a three-game sweep and advancing to the American League Championship Series for the third time in, what, 10 days? Popping bottles. Just popping bottles in the locker room there. And I will say again, what did you win? You won the American League Division Series? I mean, do you get a banner for that? Do you get a ring? I just feel like your guy's a little loose with what you pop bottles for, all right?
Oh, look.
Popping bottles when you won the wild card round. You were popping bottles when you clinched a playoff berth. Not the American League West. You didn't win, though, the division.
I told you on our other sports show, you should nominate yourself as the celebration czar. Have you not?
I'm just telling you. You think, you know what, we'll pop bottles just one day. We'll go back to being good tomorrow, okay? And then all of a sudden, you're popping bottles every day. Next thing you know, you're popping bottles at work. You're disappearing into the bathroom to pop bottles. It's just a slippery slope, guys. I mean, slippery slope.
The other team is something about an 8-month break. I lost it.
And your Astros 9-1 over Minnesota last night, I think yesterday afternoon, actually. So that means just one more Astros win away from it happening. Your dream series, Nick Hajda, Rangers v. Astros in the American League Championship Series of a great likelihood now.
I was so excited because I was like, I can't wait for this series to go watch the Astros versus the Rangers. Yeah. And now that it's almost here, I'm like, I'm going to have to watch baseball.
Yeah. You asked for it, you got it.
Okay. I'll
Toyota. What are we going to call this, though? I think you had named it instead of the Subway Series, you wanted it to be the I-35 Series, and then we had to look on a map
I was workshopping the name.
Actually, you don't even get on I-35.
You took my rough draft, and you just constantly ridiculed it. That's unfair of you.
It is I-45.
That was written in stone.
That connects Minute Maid and Globe Life Park Field, Globe Life. If you want to call it an I-45 Series, you can, but we can do better than that, right?
I don't know. Major League Baseball has it because apparently that is called the Lone Star Series, also known as the Silver Boot Series.
But that's when they play in the regular season, right? This is for all the marbles. This is for everything.
I mean, the drive for 45, but that sounds like you're trying to get to wins or something because you drive on 45.
Also seems vaguely Trump related. I don't know if we can stand for that, right?
Yeah, it sounds like Astros fans.
Hang on, Astros fans.
I guess it would be the Dallas fans.
I think both communities are blue, but
let's just call it baseball.
The Morning X. It's a real alternative classic from Hajda. You can do it, buddy. You can do it. You never did it.
Gary Clark Sr.
I'm sorry, we're looking for Kate. Tears for Fears, probably. That's what it's. Oh, really?
Okay. Mad World.
Okay. It's time to update the Morning X Burning X question at 101X Morning X on Twitter. What did we burn on today, Haji?
Do we need a Seinfeld reunion / reboot / revival?
Yes.
16% of the audience said that's sponge-worthy.
Hang on, 16%.
16% said that's sponge-worthy.
And that's supposed to be the affirmative answer.
It's like, yes. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Okay.
You would spare a square for that.
But that's fine.
57% said yada, 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 and 27% said Serenity Now!
So the big majority is out on it.
Shout out to the sad boy on Twitter who said, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I like the way you're thinking.
I feel like in this entire poll, I'm not sure if we've really...
I don't understand. It's hard to follow. And if you're not familiar, Jerry Seinfeld has teased that him and Larry David are working on something to do with the Seinfeld finale, and people are anticipating they're going to do a reboot / reunion / revival, which I'm out on. Why? Because Seinfeld is now just kind of dated. I've been overexposed thanks to TBS.
It is still hilarious, okay? Still hilarious. Okay. Some of the outfits look silly, all right? But it's still, I would say...
Yeah, I'm going to shove you in the chest and say, get out!
What's wrong with... holds up perfectly.
It's fine. But they gave us this with the Curb Your Enthusiasm, that was, where they had revival.
I would say was perfectly executed. Yes. Brilliantly executed. And that's why, give me more. I trust Larry David.
I don't want to see old-ass Jerry Seinfeld.
Why?
Well, mostly because he dates young, and that's weird and creepy.
Oh, but, this is Wokajda, who's who's against it. Now I see.
The moment now has passed. I forget a good example of what I just saw that like where they finally something happened after like that was anticipated. But it's like when Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao fought each other, but they were all both old and sad. And it's like, well, this is not good.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Oh, here. A series that should get a revival or of a good ending, Deadwood on HBO. Classic cowboy show. I just watched it.
Okay.
But it ends after three seasons, and then they try to do a movie to give everybody resolution, but everybody was old, and it was sad. I don't want to see... Do you really want to see old Michael Richards? Does anybody want to see old Michael Richards?
See, that's the thing, is...
no, you don't.
The Curb Seinfeld reunion, was that before Michael Richards went and messed things up for himself?
Probably.
They would have had to have addressed it if... Yeah. It was definitely...
I've definitely seen enough of Jason Alexander in anything for the rest of my life.
I kind of don't need him. But again, look, I trust in Larry David. He's the best comedy writer of all time. So whatever he does, I believe it's going to be good. I'm interested in where are we in the Seinfeld universe if he says we're going to address the... what they probably think is an unacceptable finale.
Mm-hmm.
Does the thing that we saw on Curb Your Enthusiasm, did that exist? Or are we in an alternate timeline? I think they just got out of jail.
Right?
Is that what they're going to do, though? Or are we going to go back and now...
It's just they for bad behavior.
Have they been in that...
Yeah.
For the Good Samaritan laws, have they been in prison for 25 years because of that?
Plus, hasn't like half of the... I'm pretty sure Jackie Childs is dead. A lot of those people...
Do you mean the actor who played him or the...
All those people are dead.
Yeah, that happens, okay? All of the parents, I think, have killed off, but... Look, again, I trust in Larry David. So if you want to make more, make more. But let me riddle me this, and maybe did you just answer me with Deadwood? What show do you think... does need a do-over on the ending? And you can tweet at us at 101X Morning X. I kind of feel like it needs to be a all-time great show that just fumbled at the end. Like if you're going to tell me Ugly Betty didn't end in the fashion that you wanted it to, I'm like, all right, sorry, man. I don't know what happened in Ugly Betty.
She got pretty.
Oh, okay.
We can't do this anymore.
Yeah, what great show do you think should do a do-over of the ending?
Okay, so what I would rather have is there's a bunch of shows that were canceled without giving us a good ending.
Yeah.
Firefly,
Winning Time,
great example.
Am I right? Now I'm never going to know. Is never Magic going to wind up with Cookie?
That is kind
I
of a good
no
example.
Idea.
So there's, for me, it's more like there's other shows out there that I would like to see continuations. And a lot of them are like one series that nobody really picked up on.
Yeah.
But I have the answer and I have my answer.
Okay. I have two answers.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all, anybody who's about to tweet at us, Sopranos, just stop what you're doing and put yourself into gonads. That is a perfect ending to a show.
The Sopranos is the answer.
That's your answer?
That's the answer.
Really?
Sorry. I just off air punched myself in the gonads before answering that. You guys can't see that because it's radio.
You think that's where your gonads are? Okay, so.
Sometimes they're up inside. But no, The Sopranos is the answer.
What's wrong with... Am I really doing this again? Really? What's wrong with The Sopranos ending? If you pay attention and you're not a dummy, then you know Tony got shot in the back of the head, okay? Rewind to several episodes. He's out on the boat with Bobby, and he tells him, you know, the one that gets you, you don't even hear it.
Yep.
It just goes to black.
Yep.
And so, yeah, Tony got shot in the back of the head. Blood splattered all over Carmella and Meadow, and I guess AJ, who cares about that kid?
Did he get on the onion rings?
He probably did. He
ordered
something for the table, and I was like, "Well, something else is coming for the table real soon, my friend." What is your problem? What is the right ending?
See, well, here my problem with it is when it happened, everybody was confused about what the ending was, and we all assumed that it was then. But then David Chase, the creator, was like, "I don't know. It's open to your interpretation. Who knows what happened?" Well, so that's what they did. They do the exact same thing. But he goes out there and he just says, "Yeah, he's dead."
Oh, just, David.
That's how you can fix that one.
The journey is playing. It cuts to black.
And
there's a few seconds, and then David Chase
screen,
just walks on the frame and says,
"He's dead.
He's dead, guys.
He's dead.
All right, we don't have to argue about this for a million years."
Also, Lost. Lost is worse.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What great television show deserves a better ending?
The Morning X.
Tool, January 31st, Moody Center. We have Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets, 9:30 today. I tell you what, tomorrow, meet us here this time-ish, 8:45. We'll have your chance at Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em Tool tickets again today, 9:30, tomorrow, 8:45. Nick told us in the Hajda headlines today that the city It's about to jack up your energy rates, your electric bill.
By almost $3 a month.
It's about to go up. And I was like, people are going to be outraged. They're going to be PO'd. And I'm sure they are. And then, yeah, you told me, what is it? It's $2 and change per month?
I believe it's
$2.84. That's nothing. Now,
it's the principle. Okay, it's the principle.
You know what? I agree with you. And I this is flawed thinking on my part that my electric bill is so high, I'm like $2 a month. Yeah, I won't. I don't feel it. I don't notice the difference. I don't care. But it is that mentality that has allowed my electric bill to get to the place that it currently is at. Do you know what your current electricity bill is, Nick?
Of course. I have a text document that outlines all of my bills and who has reimbursed me.
Document?
Yeah.
Okay. And not a spreadsheet. You've got a text document with...
I want to be very clear. It is not a Microsoft Office .doc.
Oh.
It is literally a .txt.
Wow.
The lowest form. Okay. It's on WordPad.
You're practically
right.
An accountant. Okay.
I agree.
Might as well
I
be.
I agree. But I got it.
Okay.
Real adult.
What is your electric bill?
This last month it was $295. That's down from $368.
$295 for your house.
No, that's like the water.
That's everything,
sewage,
right?
Everything the city of Austin bills me for.
Yeah. But it's mostly electric. Like, they charge you know, $8 a month to come pick up your trash, all of that stuff. $295.
Mm-hmm.
What do you keep your AC at?
69.
No, you do not. Do you
68?
Really?
Nice.
What do you mean?
I can't believe that you keep your house that cool and your electric bill is that low.
So one of my roommates, her room is like the hot room.
Oh.
And so it is apparently gets sweltering up there. And so I just like, look, you go put it whatever you want.
What is the square footage? You would never know. But it's a
four?
4 square feet?
17?
If it's 4 square feet, then your bill is very
10,
high.
10,000.
Your bill is too high. But it's a 3 or 4 bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm impressed, okay? I might have a problem. Like, a problem with my house that somebody should investigate and fix. As a matter of fact, now... I'm eventually going to be selling this house. I shouldn't even tell you guys this. You know what? It's fine. The house is fine. The energy.
Yeah, you're going to sell real soon.
It's very efficient.
Real soon.
Everything is good. It's probably like the last rich guy thing about me, guys. You know that I'm, shifted to a relatable brand automobile. Mm-hmm. We had a full-on spending freeze when I lost my income many months ago. And we're starting to ease back into the world. But yeah, for practical purposes... And consultant advice purposes, I'm trying to just be a more normal guy, all right? But my electric bill is like the last rich a-hole thing about me. What do you think, Hashda? I just looked it. I know because I paid it, but I looked it up to make sure I had the exact number. It's from the period of August 23rd to September 23rd. So that's like the hottest. That was the hottest stretch that we experienced all year, right?
I mean, you were shocked that I kept it at 69, so that means you keep it higher. So
I'll tell you, 73. But part of my termination, we have to curb the spending thing, is that we stopped kids. You think that this is not a thing, but we stopped keeping the house at 69 for the lulls and had to go up to 73.
I'm just glad that I finally have something you're jealous of in my life.
I'm very
That's
jealous
really good.
Of the efficient way.
I thought I'd have to buy a Tesla with a rear window that is functional, but just no. The thermostat
to 69. What do you think my life is?
$420.
Find out after the break.
No.
I'm going to tell you now. Should I get this looked at?
Yeah.
It's $599.
Yes!
It was $599.
Morning X.
All right. That's quite enough, Pearl Jam. As a matter of fact, you guys are lucky, you Pearl Jam, that I didn't just cut you off mid-song because apparently everybody is freaking out about my electric bill. Alphamingo SA tweets at the Morning X says, Jason, just ask yourself your own question. Why do you hate money? Julio from SA says, holy S, dude, what? Yes, someone... Bumbleito left something running nonstop. Wait, how much does the relatable brand automobile affect the bill? That's the problem. Okay, and now I feel like I can't even say it out loud again because it's such a horrifying number. But my August 23rd to September 23rd electric bill was $599. Every life.
If I say it's 600,
yeah.
Does that hit you? Are you
getting
got by the 99?
Okay. It's hitting me. Okay. No, this is not
like Van Swagglefoos
convenience store gummy bear prices, yes, where I'm like, oh, it's only $2.99. Yeah. It's not even $3, guys. We can afford. No, I understand that that's a lot of money, but you should factor in that, yes, I am charging an electric vehicle there. So all the gas that you put into your car, I am taking it out of the grid.
Okay.
And
that's probably $100 for me a month. I think I fill up every 2 weeks, if that.
Okay.
So I think it's even less than
that. It's only $4.99.
That's still an insane amount of money.
It's also, look, this is, again,
I know you have a big cavernous house that takes a lot to cool.
In my ongoing efforts to get more relatable, I'm going to address this situation. I'm going to look into how can we be, but I know that the city, I know specifically, like, the last 10% of energy that I'm being charged for, whatever, is at an extremely high rate because they're like, hey, stop using all of the power, you a-hole.
Which, dick move. Just cut it off, man. Okay, this is like back
when, my electricity
this is
off.
Like back when you had minutes on your phone, and if you went over, they charged you an assload of money.
Yeah.
Like, you should just cut it off, man. I'll make do for the last 5 months.
Uh-huh.
Or last 5 days of the month. Okay, I'll figure it out. But here, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to say and not say.
To say anything you like.
Did you leave your pool running before they buried it in the backyard?
No, it's.
You should go check. You should go unplug
although
that.
Although I don't know for sure. I mean, this is professional electricians, get at me. It's possible that the pool equipment is turned off, but I don't know if it's not. Is it leaking? Can you leak electricity?
Do you have a secret family living in your attic?
I don't have any of these things. I love how concerned Nick is with this, by the way. I don't think I've ever seen this level of terror.
Look,
I told him I had a crippling drinking problem, and Nick goes, good luck with that, man. I told him my electric bill is $600. He's like, oh, my God. We must get you help. Oh, my God.
We should put that on a billboard. Just Jason Dick pay $600 a month electricity. That will make you the most relatable ever.
No, I don't think. I think the opposite. People are like, look at this rich a-hole thinks he can pay $600. I can't, guys. I can't.
The Morning X.
Inside 30 minutes. Away from your chance at those Tool tickets, January 31st, Moody Center. Hold on for that. Today's Morning X, Burning X question. We ask you, are you down for a Seinfeld reboot, redo? Jerry has at least hinted at the idea that he and Larry David are working on something specifically about the finale being bad. We've discussed this a couple times this morning, including what happened with the Curb Your Enthusiasm Seinfeld reboot thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were wondering if that happened before or after the Michael Richards incident. We were very wrong. At Regularly Sleepy says the Michael Richards Laugh Factory incident happened in 2006. The Curb Seinfeld season was in 2009, and they did make a joke about it. Get educated. I forget a lot of things, man. What do you want from me? Yes, I'm absolutely down for more Seinfeld things. Nick, mm-hmm. for some reason, says no because of TBS. But it got us talking, what TV show do you think deserves a better, should do a do-over on the finale? Nick says Sopranos.
Yeah,
I think that's a perfect ending. I love the ending of Sopranos. I think it's great. Nick.
Look, it was the whole David Chase refusing to admit that Tony Soprano's dead that
well,
really rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay, who cares what he says, all right?
No,
he
is dead. No.
He's dead.
Because
all
these writers, you know, I supported you during this strike, and I said ChatGPT should be writing my shows.
Uh-huh.
But if ChatGPT's not going to pull that whole crap, it means whatever you want it to mean.
Somebody put that into it. I don't know how AI or ChatWPT works, but
it's up to you for you guys to come up with your own conclusions.
But
whatever
somebody
you think happened.
Ask your ChatPT to write a new finale for Sopranos. Can you do that? Do I have to subscribe?
Ooh.
Do I have to... I'm just interested to see what it cranks out.
Mm-hmm.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets of the Morning X says, Dexter, that stupid relaunch they did was only slightly better. Sons of Anarchy and Boardwalk Empire deserved a better ending. But the answer is, of course, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Tremendous drive down the field and fumbled it at the end. Sopranos ending was perfect. Yeah, thank you for that part, Zach. Mm-hmm. I don't know any Game of Thrones things, but I know the whole last season people were upset.
I mean, basically,
I was just upset
everybody
there's coffee
was,
cups on the set.
Yeah.
There's a bottle of water there.
Again, you get such
too
of the
dark.
Weirdest things.
This episode is too dark.
That's legit criticism. But I think the two things is that the entire time we were like, hey, what's up with this Night King guy, this weird ice zombie up in the north?
Yeah.
And then Arya just killed him in like 2 seconds in like episode two of the last season. And then all along, everybody was talking about Khaleesi, the breaker of chains. And it was like, yay, Dany, right. Targaryen. Right. Woo, right. And turns out she's evil. Targaryen's going to Targ.
How do I end up for the little guy? Is that all right? Can I call him the little guy? He drinks and he knows stuff.
Peter Dinklage or Bran Stark?
I'm sure that's a hilarious joke.
He wasn't really little.
To,
he was just in a wheelchair.
The little guy.
I think he became assistant advisor to the king. It worked out okay for him.
Assistant advisor to the king.
Yeah. Okay. He was the Dwight Schrute.
My answer, here, a couple of honorable mentions. Better Call Saul. Which I know you're just trolling me. Nick has a specific troll pile of news that he brings me, where I'm not sure if you're trolling me. He brought me a list of the 20 best TV shows of the last whatever.
Yeah,
and Better Call Saul was like number 3. It was ahead of Breaking Bad, which is just
unbelievably false.
It's a troll because A, you know the bosses have told me no more list content, and B, I will be outraged that Better Call Saul is so high up on this list. Which, by the way, I like that show. Okay?
Yeah.
It's real rough to get going at the start, and I hate the ending. Okay? You were home free, Saul. You were scot-free, Jimmy McGill. And then you just said, oh, actually, you know what? I'll go to prison forever. Terrible.
They really hit their stride with the season finale of each season.
Uh-huh.
But then they just reset the end of the next season. It's like, oh, okay, we're just not going to do any of that. Like, season one is like, I'm Saul Goodman. It's like, nope, here's 4 more seasons of Jimmy.
I don't like that. You know what? The Breaking Bad finale is tremendous. I think it's excellent, other than don't try to tell me that it was all a dream or some nonsense like that, okay? It's because they start playing that blue raspberry dream song, whatever.
When he hears the sirens when he's looking for the keys in the truck, they actually just arrest him, and the rest is a fantasy of him getting revenge on the Nazis.
Shut up. No, not correct.
Also, last time America could agree that Nazis were bad guys.
Mad Men? It's a problem.
Yeah, it's like with the Coke.
I really like. It's kind of like the whole show. I was like, I am enjoying this, but I don't really get it. Like, Don Draper, you're a genius because why? Like, you're so good in the room.
He was excellent at the pitch.
You're right. I don't believe
anybody
it.
Else.
Okay?
Yeah,
I was like, you don't have better ad ideas than Peggy. All right, but you somehow drank your way to the top, and then was like, you know what? I'm going to go do yoga for a couple days, and I'm going to think of this iconic Coke commercial.
I still don't know how come getting run over, your feet run over by a lawnmower means you can't be an ad man because he couldn't golf.
Right.
I still don't understand that one.
But the answer is, and this is how I know it's the answer, is I've alleged that this is possibly the greatest television show of all time, and I'm currently watching it for the 4th time. And I don't remember the ending. I had to ask Nick, how does it end? BoJack Horseman.
I'm not really good with funerals or death or families or feelings or people.
They were on the roof the whole time.
What happened? It's he and...
He comes back to L.A. and him and Diane have one last rooftop chat at Milton and Mr. Peanut Butter's parties. And they just they're like, oh, we hate each other. We're bad for each other. We will never see each other again.
Roll credits. Yeah, I don't like it.
I know at the time you were very concerned that he was going to end up being a therapy horse.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what a better one is. But if I've declared you the greatest television show of all time and I've watched it 3 times and I don't remember... You did a bad ending, man.
Look, I know this is kind of counter to my hatred of the Sopranos ending.
Uh-huh.
All the BoJack Horseman seasons, the best episode is the penultimate one, one before the last one. So it should have ended up that weird dream dinner party, and you don't know if he's alive or dead.
That would have been a good
one. That's the end of BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What show deserves a better ending?
The Morning X.
Just minutes away from your chance at tickets to see Tool, Moody Center, January 31st. Going to play a game here in just a moment for your chance to win those. But because of that, have to adjust your routine, get to it a little bit earlier. Your favorite time of day. I'm going to brighten your morning with some feel-good, uplifting, positive news. Mm-hmm. And Nick is going to be a jerk about the whole thing. Don't nick my news, man. Don't nick my news. Sarah Bohan, Boston lady, was running the Chicago Marathon. You know, you got your own marathon. You know what? It's fine. 26-year-old woman was nearing mile 21 and on an incredible pace, was set to break her personal record, set a new PR, if you will, when all of a sudden she spotted a, quote, white fluffy thing, end quote, on the sidewalk. Sarah looked at it for a second and said, I know what that is. That's a pussy cat.
Good for you.
Let's be responsible with our P words in this.
Are you warning me?
I have two more. Okay, I have two more.
That one was not worth it.
That one was not worth it?
No.
I just had to warm you up. Okay, anyway, there's a cat. There's a cat on the sidewalk. I said there's a cat on the sidewalk.
That was just a little foreplay.
Yeah. Quote, it had to have been 1 pound. The fur was matted. It had marks underneath its eyes from not being well kept. It was just crying. I turned around and scooped up that cat, end quote. Marks under the eyes from not being well kept. I have marks under my eyes. Am I?
I'm not well kept. No.
How dare you? So she is forsaking the opportunity to set a new PR, a new personal record. You know how these marathon people are, all right? They're very nuts about their records and their times.
To your pee jokes and not potential nickings.
What? I'm just pointing out the importance of the time.
Okay.
So that when you... So anyway, she just starts walking along the sideline carrying this little baby kitten. She is trying to adopt it out, I suppose. She found two cat moms watching the race who stepped up and said, quote, we will take this cat, end quote. Two cat moms. Tell you what, I bet you they love pussy cats.
Yep, they probably do.
Come on. Now you're just forcing it. Sarah says, quote, I must have asked them about 5 times to confirm that they would love this cat. I was committed to making sure that this little baby would be okay, and I wasn't just going to give it to anyone, end quote. But she did give it to those two cat moms, and then she picked up the pace, started running again, but had already ruined her PR. As a matter of fact, she even stopped to help a woman who had fallen. Okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, crossed the finish line with her a time of 3 hours, 31 minutes, and 35 seconds for the marathon, 19 minutes off her personal best. But does she regret that? Absolutely not. Quote, I didn't care about my time. This was my sole focus. And that just shifted my race entirely for the better. End quote.
Okay. I'm missing a joke here.
I'm saving it for the end.
Okay. So first of all,
See, I should have never told you how many that I had.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she gave away the pussy cat right there, you know, but that's fine. You're going to skip right over that one and force your other two in. It's okay. Here's the point is, first of all, I do want to sit here. I wanted to say here, PR people, you're terrible. Nobody cares. Nobody's keeping track except for you.
PR people?
PR people. Whether it's in weightlifting, CrossFit, if it's a marathon, like who cares, okay? Who cares?
You know, I would say it's a way to challenge yourself, up your game, okay?
I wanted to sit there and say... you know, the people that, like, especially when you go, you're a marathoner, just nobody cares about that. Nobody respects the marathon people. It's like,
nobody respects marathon people?
They're up there with, like, drone people.
They're obnoxious. They might be annoying, all right? You got a sticker on the back of your car that says 26.2. Good for you, man.
I just mean nobody cares about you and your marathons.
I don't know that nobody respects them.
Wow, you went and ran the Chicago Marathon. Congratulations. Good for you. Okay, cool. Just go run around the park 26 times and you're fine, okay?
26.
No, my park's a mile. Anyway, but my main issue is that she's sitting there. She's obviously an experienced runner. She's traveling all across the country to run marathons.
Uh-huh.
You can't run with a kitten?
I mean,
scoop it up on the run.
Delicate kitten.
Hold it to your bosom and finish the race and then find this cat home.
I'm going to have to add one, all right? This is your problem, Nick. You're too rough with the pussy cats, all right? You need to treat them with care.
Yeah.
Be delicate with a little baby kitten, all right?
Also, you didn't mention it. I understand why.
Uh-oh.
But she's prevented another runner who stopped to help her.
Uh-huh.
That runner's name is Gia Negro.
Whoa!
N-I-G-R-O. Whoa. So not only did she run her PR, but she stopped another fellow runner from achieving the PR.
That lady stopped on her own accord, right?
If this is something that...
If she would have just kicked that cat in the gutter, everybody would have PR'd.
Cat, you go and...
See,
I
said we're going to be responsible, and now we're up there. We're going to do 6 of them, all right? That's not good.
Okay.
That's not... I think you're making too much about these the people and their chasing of the PR, all right? It's a good way to track your progress, but... It is a good point, Sarah. The whole point of getting into running is to pick up random pussy cats, all right? And so don't get all consumed with your time when you... That's good!
Boo. That was your best one. That was
good! Tool at the Moody Center just announced January 31st. Tickets on sale this Friday. We have winning before you can buy them. Tickets go!
Not only am I smarter than you...
I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Rob.
Yep.
What's up? What's up, Rob? We're playing the sad short shell of its former self version of Smarter Than Jason, where Nick is going to ask us one question. You're going to think of an answer. I'm writing mine down. Whoever is closest, you may go over. No Price is Right rules. Will be the winner. Beat me. You're going to go see Tool. All right, Rob?
Gotcha.
All right, Hajda.
Your categories to choose from today are: how much of this is in that other thing? Austin City Limits trivia. Or count them.
Count them?
Count them.
All right, those are three topics that I'm confused by, Rob. Which one do you like?
Let's go with count them.
Count them. Could you tell that that's the one Nick wanted you to pick, Rob? I'm pretty sure that's the one Nick wanted you to pick.
I was a big fan of how much is this and then the other thing. Count them. A crab, a scorpion, a three-legged dog, and a well-endowed man with a parrot on his shoulder have how many legs combined?
Oh, Jesus.
Count them.
So can you give it to me again?
Crab, scorpion, a three-legged dog, and a well-endowed man with a parrot on his shoulder.
All right. All right. Jesus. Jesus. Now I got to do DM.
Crab, okay. Scorpion,
a three-legged dog. Hold on. Okay.
A well-endowed man and a parrot on his shoulder. How many legs combined?
All right, I've got. I am supposed to write it down, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Rob? How many? Count them. How many legs?
I'm gonna say 18 because I think he's trying to trick me into the pirate.
Yeah, I agree that he's trying to doing a thing here. So hang on. Are you saying the parrot legs don't count, Rob?
No, the parrot legs.
Is that what you're doing?
Okay.
I said 21.
The answer is 25. A crab has 10, a scorpion
ten
has
legs?
8.
Oh, yeah. I went 8 and 6.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The dog has 3. A well-endowed man
has two. Don't try that.
And the parrot has 2 as well.
Okay, I thought you were trying to do a third.
In retrospect, that is confusing.
Thing.
I shouldn't have gone with the parrot. That was too much. That was too much.
Why?
Just made it confusing. Do I count the parrot? Do I not count the parrot?
No. You count the parrot.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
But you don't count the man's large penis as an extra leg.
No, you don't.
But that's what you were trying to get me to do. All right. What happened? Did Rob win? I won.
You won.
I won. Rob, we have a prize for you.
The Morning X.